Good morning. Welcome to the Community Calendar. I'm Jazzy. The Dallas Black Dance Theater continues its year-long celebration of the 40th anniversary of its Rising Excellence series from April 7th through 8th at the Dallas City Performance Hall in downtown. Now, this performance features the Dallas Black Dance Theater Encore Dance Company. Here to talk about it is Ramona Logan, Dallas Black Dance Theater's Communications and Community Engagement Manager. Welcome, Ramona.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, I didn't know there were different performing companies at the Dallas Black Dance Theater. Can you tell me a little bit about them?
Right. People just think there's one dance company, but we actually have two very good, very professional performing companies. And so the one that's going to be doing this Rising Excellence series on April the 7th and 8th is called Encore. So they used to be DBDT2 for the second company, but there is nothing second class about this dance company. In fact, in some recent reviews, they have been described as dazzling, breathtaking, excellent precision, strong and technical. And just like the main company, these dancers go to college. They have to be college graduates.
Really?
All of our dancers are college graduates. They don't have as much experience. They maybe have 3 years experience, where the main company, sometimes they have like up to 7 years experience. But when the audience's experiences, we get back reviews and people just love them. Mm-hmm. They just love them.
Yeah. I know I've been to one of the performances and I was amazed at how good it was. It was just so beautiful. I just loved everything about it. Now, tell me, what will be taking place during the Rising Excellence performance?
Well, we're really excited because we're going to be having some works from two different New York City choreographers. One of them is Levi Philip Marsman. He is a former ALEE 2 dancer, and he's doing this piece, a new piece called Black Rose. And he got the vision for it, the inspiration for it, from a Baccarat rose that is a black rose, it's a red rose with a black tint. It's all about how your struggles help make you beautiful. Sometimes, you know, people think they're struggling and it's like an awful thing, but sometimes when you come out on the other side, it's a beautiful thing. So that's what he's going to be doing in this piece. And then we have another piece by Shauna Davis. She is a graduate of Southern Methodist University, and her piece is called Weighted. She actually did it for the first time when she was at SMU, and it was a duet. So now she's doing it for four dancers on our Encore team. So that's going to be something great to see. And all you SMU people, come out and support Shauna.
She's calling you out. SMU graduates. What else will be going on?
Well, we are a repertory company. So over the past 40 years, we have commissioned some 200 works, more than 200 works from various choreographers. And sometimes we like to reach back and get some of those crowd favorites that people just love to see. So one of those pieces is called Love Songs, and it was choreographed in 2007 by the Encore Artistic Director, Nicole Ray. So this piece is going to be about the different paths to love, and it's going to be entwined with different music like Roberta Flack and Sarah Vaughan. And then we also have, we're going to be showcasing Allegro. So Allegro is Dallas Black Dance Theater's academy, their premier ensemble. So these are students. So they're going to be on the stage performing their own dance called Love Brings Change. And in addition to that, seven of the Allegro dancers will be dancing with the Encore dancers in another dance that's called Chaos. So this is going to be a great opportunity for the community to see just how dynamic and great some of our student dancers are to be up on stage with our company Encore.
This sounds like a wonderful event. If you're just now tuning in, I'm speaking with Ramona Logan. She is the Communications and Community Engagement Manager at the Dallas Black Dance Theater. And they have a big event that's coming up. It's Rising Excellence Series from April 7th through the 8th at the Dallas City Performance Hall. Of course, we're inviting everybody to come out, and we're going to be giving away some tickets, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later. How did the students become so talented that they were able to dance with the Encore Performing Company?
A lot of people don't know the Dallas Black Dance Theater actually has an academy, and the academy started before the dance company, because Mrs. Williams, our founder, she wanted to create something where the youth could learn about dance and be inspired by dance. So actually, we began as an academy. So our academy is really, it's actually big. We have 500 students a week who are going through 50 different classes. And these classes include ballet, jazz, tap, modern, and African. Two of our instructors are certified by the American Ballet Theater, which is the highest level of certification for ballet teachers. And I'm just going to brag on our kids a bit. Okay. Let me tell you something. All of our graduating students go to college.
Hello.
Three of our students are at the Juilliard School in New York City, which is probably the most prestigious. At this point in time, they're in school right now, studying dance in New York City. Two of them are juniors, Alicia Johnson and Michael Stromile. So shout out to them. And then freshman Jared Brown, who is also a presidential scholar.
Mm.
And I have to tell you a little story about him.
Yeah.
Jared Brown got into dance because he thought he was taking a hip-hop class. But it turned out to be ballet.
Oh.
Well, nobody was more surprised than him. However, he loved it.
Okay.
And when I tell you this, when you see him dance, he is just a dancing piece of art.
Yeah.
He is just amazing. They're all amazing. So, yes.
So how can kids join this company? How can they be a part of it?
Well, you have to be trained. You just can't be a part of Allegro.
Okay.
So we actually have three dancing performing ensembles in the academy. We have the junior performing ensemble, mm-hmm. we have the senior performing ensemble, and then Allegro is the premier ensemble. And so what happens is, like, some of our students start in elementary school. Well, a lot of them start we have kids 4 years old. There is the cutest class on Monday evenings, and you've got all these little kids. They're 4 and 5 years old, and they're just like in their little tutus taking dance. They are just so precious. So, and in fact, one of our dancers in DBDT, mm-hmm. the main company, actually, McKinley Willis, she actually came up in dance through the academy.
Program.
And she went into the ensembles. And a lot of our kids go to Booker T.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to Booker T, which mm-hmm. is the performing high school. However, they get a lot of performing experience by being a part of Dallas Black Dance Theater, because between the two performing companies and our three ensembles, we do 600 performances a year. Yeah, I know.
What?
It's a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
600?
Yes, 600.
How y'all manage that?
Don't ask me. That is not my job description. I don't even know. I don't have to keep that straight.
Oh, my God. Well, the Dallas Black Dance Theater has accomplished so much in the last 40 years. What are some of the highlights?
Well, the biggest highlight came this year, just last month, when we were honored with the Texas Medal of the Arts Award. This was given to 15 Texas artists and arts organizations, Dallas Black Dance Theater being one of them, who have inspired and impacted art around the world. Now, a lot of people don't know it. They just think because we Dallas Black Dance Theater, we just dance here in Dallas. That is not true. We dance across the country. We dance around the world. In our 40 years, we have danced on 5 continents, 15 countries, and 31 states.
I didn't know that.
So we are international.
Mm.
And so that's part of why we got the award, because the actual award was for arts education.
Okay.
And so wherever we go, we try to include outreach and arts education in what we do. And that inspires a lot of young people who had never even seen art before. Mm. We kind of reach out. You have the paid performances, but we also go out into the community and do arts education. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So some of the other things that we like to brag about is that we are the first and only Texas arts group to ever be invited to the Olympics Cultural Olympiads, and not once but twice. In 1996 in Atlanta, and then in Edinburgh, Scotland. And Dallas Black Dance Theater, when Mrs. Williams founded it 40 years ago, it was, in fact, at that point, a little community-based dance company.
Mm-hmm.
But now, we are the longest continuously operated dance company in Dallas. We are the 10th largest minority arts organization in the nation, and we are the 4th largest minority dance company in the nation.
That's something to be very proud of, actually. I mean, for over 40 years to be in business here in this market and to just keep growing and to impact the community so much, over 600 performances in a year, that to me is amazing in itself. And I know people are probably very interested in coming out to this performance that you have coming up, the Rising Excellence Series, which is April 7th through the 8th. And it's time for the fun part, because we got certificates that we are going to be hooking you up with. Now, Ramona, you got to explain these certificates to me, because these are free tickets that I'm holding in my hand, right?
So we're giving 3 gift certificates. Mm-hmm. Each certificate is good for 2 tickets.
Okay.
However, if you win the certificate, you need to immediately call the Dallas Black Dance Theater.
Oh, okay.
When they get this, and you need to trade it in for a ticket. Actually, what will happen is we will put your name at will call.
I see.
And so we will know the names because you will give us the names of the people who win it. So people who are listening can't just call and say, oh, I heard it on the radio.
Yes.
No, Jazzy will tell us who won so we know we're getting the right person.
Yes.
And but you cannot come down to the performance with a gift certificate and expect to trade it in for a ticket that night, because we want to give you a good seat. Mm-hmm. And we can't give you any of you. If you wait too long, we may sell out. And we have sold out.
Right.
So you don't want to wait too long.
Right.
So, yes.
So what you'll have to do is, this is the thing. If you want 2 pair of tickets to the Rising Excellence series that's happening April 7th through the 8th, and you want to win one of these certificates that I have right now, what I need you to do is send me an email to jgoodspeed@radio-1.com. Again, it's jgoodspeed@radio-1.com. The first emails, because I got 3 of them, okay? The first 3 emails I receive will be the winners. And make sure you have your name and your phone number so I can call you back. But definitely send me an email. Now, if you don't want to try to win them, you just want to go ahead and buy your own tickets, like, I'm going regardless, how can they purchase tickets? Are there any discounts?
Yes. So, first of all, just go to our website at dbdt.com, and that's for Dallas Black Dance Theater. And just click on the tab that says tickets, and they can get the information there. However, if you want discounts,
yes,
you need to bring your family and friends, because we will give 10% off the price of the ticket for group of 10, 10 to 19. And if you have a group of 20 and over, then you get 20% off the price of the ticket. And what happens is the group leader, the person who forms the group and organizes the group and collects the money, they get their ticket for free.
Oh, wow. So, you know, it's great, because I know a lot of people getting up right now, getting ready for church. So it would be a good thing for the church groups and community centers to get together, get a whole group of your friends, and take them out to this wonderful event, because I'm sure they're going to love it.
For the group sales, though, they need to email groupsales@dbdt.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's different from just buying individual tickets. For the groups, they need to go through our group salesperson. So groupsales@dbdt.com.
Can they call the number 214-871-2390?
Yes, that is the group salesperson, too.
Okay, and they'll get them to the group sales.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Now, I did want to talk to you about your summer program before I let you go.
Okay, so people think things stop after the season, but they don't.
Yes.
So not only are we performing during the summer, but we also have these wonderful training programs. One is for the students, the younger students, and it's called our Summer Enrichment Program.
Okay.
It's going to be running June 5th to the 23rd.
Okay.
And not only will the kids be doing, it's like a summer day camp for dance. Mm. But not only are they going to be doing dance, but they'll have speakers come in, and they're going to be talking about self-esteem, health, nutrition, and fitness. So this is a really great all-around summer camp for the kids, especially those who are interested in dance. And then for the intermediate student or the pre-professional or the professional person, we have what we call summer intensive. And they're called summer intensive for a reason, because we have these dance masters from across the country who are coming to teach these classes. Can I just name a couple of the people?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have Kylie Bright, who you may not know the name, but I know dancers do, because she dances with Justin Bieber, she has danced with Justin Bieber.
Okay.
She's out of Los Angeles. We have Joelle Lane out of Atlanta, who is teaching contemporary. Now, Kylie was teaching hip hop. She's out of Los Angeles. We have Dr. Charles Bubba Chuck Davis, who is teaching African. He's from North Carolina. Milton Myers out of New York. He's teaching the Horton Method. Just to name a few, name dropping a few.
Right.
You know.
Well, that's very cool. I mean, so if parents are interested in sending their kids to the camp, where can they get more information on that?
So they just go to the website, dbdt.com for Dallas Black Dance Theater, and then just click on the Academy tab. And then that'll drop down, and they can look for the enrichment classes for the younger people or for the professionals in intermediate, they go to the summer intensive.
I see. Well, go ahead and sign up, parents, because I'm sure those classes fill up fast. But again, if you're interested in getting hooked up with some free certificates or tickets, really, to go to the Rising Excellence Series happening April 7th through the 8th at the Dallas Performance Hall in downtown Dallas. If you want to win these, what I need you to do is send me an email. I'm trying to go slow so you can get your pen and paper together. You can write it down. Here's my email, and just tell me that you want these tickets. Give me your name, give me your address, and your phone number so I can call you back, okay? My email is jgoodspeed@radio-1.com. Again, it's jgoodspeed at radio-1, spell it out, one.com. Thank you, Ramona.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Oh, and good luck. I hope you win these tickets.